Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 490, 3 Signs You Will Be Fine Even If You Don't Feel Fine Right Now, part 2, by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Friday. Welcome back, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is where I read to you every single day to help you live a more meaningful life, covering personal development and minimalism mostly, from some of the best blogs you can find, all with their permission. And today's post is actually a continuation from yesterday, so if you're new here, I'd recommend checking out yesterday's episode first. That's episode 489. And then today's reading will make a lot more sense. And with that out of the way, let's get right to the post and start optimizing your life. 3 Signs You Will Be Fine Even If You Don't Feel Fine Right Now, part 2, by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. Number 3, there's at least one tiny positive step you can take right now, because there always is. Don't build mountains in your mind. Don't try to conquer the world all at once. When you seek instant gratification, big, quick fixes, you make life unnecessarily painful and frustrating. When you choose instead to treat each moment as an opportunity to make a tiny positive investment in yourself, the rewards come naturally. When everything is broken, it's easy to find plenty of little things you can fix. When nothing seems to be going right, even the most fundamental positive effort can make a significant difference. Times of great adversity are also times of great opportunity. When there are problems in every direction, there is also great value waiting to be created. When everything is going well, it's easy to get lulled into a routine of complacency. It's easy to forget how incredibly capable and resourceful you can be. Resolve to persevere one small step at a time. Small steps, little leaps, and tiny fixes, very small repetitive changes, every day will get you there, every time, through thick and thin. If you'd like to get started now, challenge yourself to do so. Choose a specific area of your life that you want to improve, and then, number one, write down the specific details about your current circumstances. What's bothering you? What's wrong? What do you want to change? Number two, write down your answer to this question. What are the daily rituals that have contributed to your current circumstances? Be honest with yourself. What are you doing that contributes to the situation you're in? Number three, write down the specific details about your ideal circumstances. What would make you happy? What does your ideal situation look like? Number four, write down your answer to this question. What are the daily rituals that will get you from where you are to where you want to be? Think about it. What small daily steps will help you move forward? The bottom line is that every moment of your life builds upon the next. This moment is the bridge between the reality of where you are and the vision of where you want to be. Reality is indeed approaching you every second. And the great thing is, you're able to alter it as it arrives. You just have to decide what you want to do with it. The greatest of all mistakes is to do nothing simply because you can only do a little right now. And again, it is far more productive to take many small steps in the right direction than to make a giant leap only to stumble and fall and never get up again. The path to what you want most in life requires a ritual of 1,000 small steps spread out over time. Figure out where you want to go, take the first step, and keep on stepping. Diligence and persistence will get you there. Angel and I build daily life-changing rituals with our students in the Goals and Growth module of Getting Back to Happy. Afterthoughts on being fine and loving yourself. Most of us are familiar with the practice of loving and caring for our parents, children, or significant others. And although we do so imperfectly, we do our best to practice this love for them on a daily basis. But do we attempt to practice the same level of love and care with ourselves? Oftentimes the answer is no. Think about it. How often do you criticize your physical appearance? How often do you tell yourself you aren't good enough? How often do you unfairly compare yourself to others? How often do you guilt yourself into doing things? How often do you put your own needs last? How often do you berate yourself for making mistakes? I'll be the first to admit that I still struggle with all of those, and I know I'm not the only one. For many of us, there's an underlying feeling of being less than we think we should be. This isn't something we consciously do to ourselves, but it happens again and again, and we can choose differently. You can choose differently. Today, what if you start practicing a little more self-love, self-care, and self-acceptance? What if you took a good look at yourself, your body, your feelings, your situation, and told yourself, you are perfectly fine, you are enough, you are worth it? How would doing so change your attitude in life? Seriously, think about the possibility of accepting everything about yourself just as you are right now without yearning to change yourself in any way. It's important to note too that accepting yourself the way you are is not about complacency and inaction. It's about realizing that you can't hate and berate yourself into a better version of yourself. Positive growth is built on a foundation of love and acceptance. The person who loves herself or himself is more likely to take positive actions that move things forward for all the right reasons. In the end, you will change no matter what. Nothing lasts. You simply can't avoid changing with the times. The question is whether the change you experience in life comes from a place of love and acceptance or a place of self-loathing and resistance. I vote for love and acceptance, but the choice is yours to make. You just listened to part two of the post titled Three Signs You Will Be Fine Even If You Don't Feel Fine Right Now by Mark Sharonoff of markandangel.com. And he mentioned their course, Getting Back to Happy. You can find that and their book on their website, markandangel.com. I think I'll keep this ending super short for you today. Have a happy Friday, and I'll catch you over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.